BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here are Tuesday's best bits. It's the Scott Mills Daily. Charlie Sloth's on the Real or No Reels. Grimmy is interviewing One Direction on Thursday before their Radio 1 live lounge. So we go through some of the frequently asked questions. An epic round of the Who game, me against the world. And Chris calls up the show on his day off to remind me of something I said in 2008.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, it's Scott here again, just on my own again today. Chris is back tomorrow, he wouldn't miss a Bumbleo Wednesday. I will, however, be joined by Charlie Sloth for a bit of Real or No Reel at 3:40 this afternoon. I'll tell you what, the BBC iPlayer is just a dream right now, isn't it? Not only can you watch all your favourite shows like EastEnders and Doctor Who and Graham Norton and Holmes Under the Hammer, but also on there, the whole Teen Awards, the entire show, which is brilliant, and some of your favourite innuendo bingos from last week, like TV chef Tom Kerridge. Now it's ITV's Emmerdale, and Rona is discussing her plans for bonfire night. She's so busy, though, but Paddy is more than happy to help her out.
Oh, I've got a call out.
Do you want me to do it?
Rona's right, you are keen.
Just doing me a bit.
No, it's fine, I've got it covered, but there is something you could sort.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, Leah's new teaching assistant, I promised her that I'd find a bonfire that the whole class could go to, so I thought you could have a ring around, you know, call in a favour.
My finger is at your disposal.
The best bit about watching that video is that how much Tom absolutely loves playing Innuendo Bingo. He's just giggling all the time, even when the clips aren't on. And pops the vamps. Now, I'm not sure which recipe this contestant is following on Come Dine With Me.
I'm cheating a little bit with my paste. But I tried to make my own paste once and it didn't taste very nice.
With her shop-bought paste, Sarah combines coconut milk, water and fish sauce, then pours the mixture over her breasts.
So good. Tom Kerridge and the Vamps. Innuendo Bingo, available to watch now. So much wetness on BBC iPlayer. Cos Chris isn't here, no bingo today, but it's back on Thursday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Mike from Worcester.
Mike from Worcester. What's going on? How can I help?
Well, I hooed my nan last night.
You hooed your own nan?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I rang her on her landline, I'm on the airport run tonight, so I thought I'd ring her up, and when I rung her, she answered the phone. Instead of saying hello, she recited back her number to me.
Hello. What, you mean like...
You've done that.
You mean like this? Hello, Wembley 4271.
That's Victor Meldrew.
No one's done that since him. Your nan deserved to be hooed, to be fair.
Yeah, oh, she had it coming.
Reciting your number instead of saying hello. Oh.
Yeah.
You're going to like this, Mike, because I'm very keen to do a Who game today instead of Innuendo Bingo. But I've got an idea which will make it even bigger, and we're going to do it at 1:45, right?
Okay, mate. Yeah, that sounds cool.
Love you, bye for now.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1, and I'm about to play the Who game, where you say something that's slightly from the past and give it a massive ho. I don't understand why, but this game is incredibly popular every time we do it. The only thing that annoys people is that they always want to come and play it on air, but today they can, because I'm playing it with the whole world. So I've got loads of callers lined up who are ready to give me their best Whos. I'll start, we'll go to a caller and keep going. They'll get one Who each, and we'll continue until one of us is out of Who'd. Okay, me to start. Couples with joint email addresses, Pete and Helen at yahoo.co.uk. Hey! Line one.
Hi, Zach from Bath.
Hi, Zach from Bath. Go on then.
Mr. President, Coco Jamba. Hey!
What even is that?
It's the Coco Jamba song from the 90s. Mr. President, Coco Jamba. Google it.
Don't even know it, but because of that, it's a Who anyway, so yep. The paperclip on Microsoft Word. Hey! Line two, who's that?
Sam from Sheffield.
Sam from Sheffield, go for it.
Barney Harwood. Oh.
Off of CBBC?
Yeah, off of CBBC. Off of Smile with Nev the Bear. Oh.
You had two there, but I'll let you off. Burning toast. Ho! Line three, who's that?
Hi, it's Craig from Crawley.
Go on then.
Right, I've got a gem here. Stavros Flatley. Hey.
Still doing gigs.
Amazing.
I know. Kimberly Wyatt. Hey. Line four, who's that?
Hi, it's Tom from Leicester.
Give it to me, Tom.
Cuckoo clocks. Hey.
Okay. Ah, okay. Guess jeans. Oh! Line five, who's that?
Hi, it's Jade from Cardiff.
Yes, Jade from Cardiff. Give it to me.
Creating your own polyphonic ringtone. Hey!
Trini and Susanna. Oh! Line six, who's that?
Joe from Salford.
Yes, Joe, go on.
Dick and Dom in the bungalow.
Saying hashtag in real life before something. Line seven, who is this?
It's Lewis from Northamptonshire.
Yes, Lewis.
When you walk past the door and you get your pocket caught on the doorknob.
So stupid. Chappers and Dave. They won't mind. Line eight, who's that?
Hi, it's Dan from North Wales.
Yes, Dan, go on.
Test the Nation with Anne Robinson. Hey!
This is my new favourite way of playing this game. Asher Roth off of I Love College. Hey! Line nine, hello?
Hello, it's Paul from Manchester.
Yes, Paul from Manchester, go.
When you get upgraded from writing with pencil to pen in school.
Line one, Zach from Bath.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Good one. Blockbuster Video. Sam from Sheffield.
Hubba Bubba, bubble tape. Hubba the Ho.
Kelly Rowland. Craig from Crawley.
Spiking up your fringe with wet look hair gel. Hey.
Pencil sharpeners. Ho. Yes, Tom from Leicester.
Fame Academy. Hey.
Let's Dance for Sport Relief. Ho. Jade from Cardiff.
The arkiest man I know, Neil Buchanan.
Off heart attack. Getting a Chinese burn. Hey! Joe from Salford.
Tracing paper.
Brian Friedman. Ho! Apart from I think he might be going into the jungle, but at the moment, who? Lewis from Northampton.
Those guitars that are like double guitars.
When you're in a boy band and you stand up on the keychains from your stool. Dan from North Wales.
Billy Bear Ham.
Don't even know what that is.
Billy Bear Ham.
What is it?
Like ham in the shape of a bear.
What?
For kids. This is a thing, isn't it? It's like you get it like from the deli counters in
yes. Supermarket. Okay, yeah, I get it. I've just seen it. I've just searched it.
Definitely a who.
Oh no. I think I'm out. I've got a who block. I can't think of any more. So the world wins today on the who game, but I definitely think we should do this again. That was brilliant. Zach, Sam, Craig, Tom, Jade, Joe, Lewis, Dan, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Daily. Andy Cross on Twitter says that was the greatest Who game of all time. I really enjoyed it with the Radio 1 listeners. That's the way forward, I think. Craig says that Who game was epic. Your Who's were on point today, Mills. That's from Carly. Who game is far too entertaining. Why is it funny? Says Haley. I don't understand this game. Just say something from the past and just go, ho, afterwards. I know, that's all it is. And Charlie Brown says I'm cracking up at Radio 1's Who game. There's been a recall, by the way, on Billy Bear Ham, everyone. Nathan in Wolverhampton says, I had Billy Bear Ham and brown sauce sandwiches for dinner, so definitely not Who. Are you eight?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Rachel from Kidderminster has been on saying, hello, no bingo today. No, Inida Bingo was off today, replaced by the Who game, Me Against the World. It was epic. Listen to it on the podcast. Because Chris is off, so we're going to do bingo again on Thursday at 1:45. Main culprits for TV shows this week for bingo clips, X Factor, Come Dine With Me and Bargain Hunt. Keep sending them to me on my email, thanks.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott on Radio 1, hello?
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Who's that?
It's Chris. I think you recognise my voice, that's mad.
Who?
What do you mean, who? I've been off for 2 days.
You've been having a lovely time.
Yeah, it's good. I'm on a train at the moment, though, but I have something I had to ask you.
Go on.
Do you remember a promise you made back in 2008 that if Busted got back together, you'd buy everyone in the UK a bottle of wine?
A bottle of wine?
A bottle of wine. I swear I'm not dreaming it. It's something that you said.
Why did I say that?
I can't really remember. I think you were just adamant that they weren't going to get back together, so you made a promise. I'm almost certain you made a promise.
Okay. I might get my researchers to look into this.
But what are you going to do about it? Because that's going to prove quite costly, even for someone like you.
Well, I need to see if it's true first.
I'm sure it happened. I'm sure it happened.
Okay, I'll get them onto it. I don't know what you're... I'm not sure I remember, but then I don't remember what I said last week.
I think it was 2008.
Okay, thanks for your help, caller.
And listen, if you... If you do have to buy one a bottle of wine, you know, it's gonna cost you.
Yes.
None of the cheap stuff, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow then. Excellent. That's what you get for speaking on a train. I don't think that's the sort of thing that I would do. I don't even think there's any point checking, really. Why would I say that?
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Helen at Aberystwyth Uni says, I'm actually taking you up on this wine offer, Mills. I've just finished the heaviest university semester work off this week. A bottle of wine is exactly what I need. I just don't think I said it, but loads of people are texting and going, you definitely did promise us all a bottle of wine, every single one of us, if Busted got back together. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Alice.
Hi, Alice. What are you saying?
I'm saying that you definitely said everyone could have a bottle of wine if I got back together.
Did I, though?
Yes.
In 2008, have you been listening to Radio 1 that long? I didn't even realise I was on here then.
You were on before then.
No, I wasn't, though. That must have been another person.
It was definitely 2008, I remember.
Okay, right. I'm now getting the nod that one of the team has actually found what I said on air in 2008. What's your preference, by the way? Red or white, just in case?
White. Pinot, I think.
Sure.
Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, good girl. All right. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Okay, here's what I said. Oh, no, is this embarrassing? Have I got a really high or really DJ voice in 2008? Maybe I'll just play it. Maybe I should make a similar kind of brash... Oh, yeah, I have. Okay, then here we go. Maybe I should make a similar kind of brash statement.
Oh, no.
And then, you know, see what happens. See if it does actually happen.
And... Are you sure about this?
Okay, I will give a...
Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure?
I will give a...
Because this will be taped and played back to you.
I will give a bottle of wine to every man, woman and child in the country if Busted...
Child?
If Busted, no. Reform.
They can have orange juice, the kids.
All right.
Yeah. So a bottle of wine...
If Busted, reform.
To every man, woman and orange juice for the kids...
In the United Kingdom.
Ever?
Yeah.
By the end of the year? Or
by...
Just ever? No, I think you said
no,
ever.
No, not ever.
I think you did say
not
ever.
Not ever.
You did?
Not ever.
You said if Busted,
no.
Reform.
No. By the end of... Yeah, by the end of the year. If Busted, reform. Bottle of wine is yours, everybody. There you are. Here's Guns N' Roses. Oh, wow, Guns N' Roses, Ron. So I think I'm out of that one, everybody. As you heard, it was by the end of the year 2008. It's all absolutely fine. Because someone just worked out that would cost me £325 million.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those people are like, oh, Becky, how's she doing? She's doing good, thanks. She actually texted me early today to lol at the fact that I'm doing an ab sale for children in need on Friday. Still the same. Scott Mills here on Radio 1. Charlie Sloth, 340, Real or No Real. Hello, who's this?
Hi, I'm Aisha.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
All good. How can I help?
So I saw your tweet yesterday about things that you hate that everyone else loves.
Yeah, and we ended up doing that on the show.
Yeah, so mine was Harry Potter.
What?
Yeah, I feel like it's a bit of an unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You actually hate Harry Potter?
I hate's a bit of a strong word. I just really don't like it.
But why?
I don't know. I think it's more the fact that it's such a big hype. I feel like it might be a bit overrated. Like, I don't get why it's so important to so many people, because it sounds really mean and I don't want to offend anyone, but it's really not my cup of tea.
That's okay. You're allowed an opinion.
True.
It's
yeah,
just an opinion that most people don't have.
I'm hoping a few other people out there do have this opinion too.
Is that why you rang me, just for reassurance?
Yeah. Yep, pretty much.
Fair enough. Can I admit something to you?
Go for it.
I've never seen one.
Yay!
Feel better?
Yes, I do. There's someone else out there.
Yeah, we're going to get some haters now, but don't worry about it.
Okay.
We're in this together.
Yay.
Thanks, Aisha.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Bye-bye. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, One Direction are doing their first ever live lounge for Radio 1. I can't believe they've never done one. And that is going to be on Thursday evening with Greg James on Radio 1. Hi, Grimmy.
Hi, Scott Mills.
Now, you are going to interview the boys on Thursday when they're
yes.
at Radio 1.
Yeah.
Now, you can use the hashtag 1D on Grimmy.
Uh-huh.
And I know that you'll be going all through the questions personally that people have been asking, because, well, so far there's 93,837 questions have been asked on that hashtag. And, like, I mean, it's not like you're busy.
That's quite a few, then. No. Well, what we wanted to do is, because I felt like I've interviewed them enough.
Yeah.
And we know a lot about One Direction, and they've, you know, been on the show and blah, blah, blah. But what we thought we'd do is we'd get questions that they'd never, ever been asked before, because they're going on a break for a year. They did their last big gig in Sheffield the other week, so this I thought we can hand this over to fans,
yeah,
so that fans can ask those questions before the break that they've always wanted to ask.
So this is going to go out on Monday's breakfast show,
yes,
but the interview will happen on Thursday. Surprisingly, it has been quite popular, so many people using the hashtag 1D on Grimmy to ask their question. But there is a limit, isn't there? We're only asking 10 fan
10
questions,
good questions, and we're gonna make sure that they've never been asked them before.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
So we don't want, like, hours writing the album.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's, fine.
They've been asked that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Just weird stuff. For example, I'm doing the One Show tonight with Alex Jones.
Yes.
I just ran up from downstairs because we've been down there reading, figuring out what's going on.
Yeah.
Kate Winslet's on. It's good, isn't it?
That's really good.
Her question is, for One Direction, if we're avoiding dairy, what hot drink do you have?
Awesome.
They've probably never been asked that.
No, they haven't. Well, probably not.
No. So okay. Thank you, Alex. So
yeah, thanks, Alex. Are you going to ask that one?
It's not in the top
That's
10.
Not one of the 10, no. Is it?
It's about it's top 12.
Obviously, this hashtag is very popular, but there are a few frequently asked questions I'd like to address, if that's
okay.
All right. And you're the guy to answer them, really, the guy that's interviewing them.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, someone's going to play Live While We're Young on the piano while I ask you this.
Okay. Is this Chris?
No, he's not here. How do people take part?
Oh, is that a question for One Direction?
No, this is for you.
Oh, okay, this is for me.
Questions.
I was going to say, that's not a good one. How do they take part? They use the hashtag 1D on Grimmy, and they put their question on there. It has to be a question that they've never been asked before.
Can I send my question by post?
No post. It's 2015. We don't even have a P.O. box. Can you give me a who?
What age do I have to be to enter?
Any age.
When does registration close?
10 o'clock on Thursday morning after the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
What are your top tips for getting my question picked?
Make it a good question that will probably lead to a story, therefore filling my interview time so I don't have to do that much work.
I've moved house after submitting my question. Is this okay?
Yeah, I don't care. Twitter's on your phone.
What if I no longer have access to the Twitter account from which I sent in my question for One Direction?
That might be weird. Fine. I don't know. Why has that happened?
Can I submit a question for a friend?
Sure, why not?
How do I find out my question has been picked?
Because...
How did we find out?
Because you'll
we'll
hear it on the radio.
With you. Yeah, you'll hear it on the radio. We'll read it out or something. I don't know.
Is Zayn Malik allowed to ask a question?
Absolutely.
How much will it cost?
It's free. It's the BBC. It's free.
How many questions can I send in?
As many as you want. 93,000.
If I represent a massive company, can I still ask a question?
You can if we receive free gifts.
If I've sent in a question but no longer want it answered, can I withdraw?
No. We may ask that question once you have wrote it, although you could delete your tweet.
I don't even like One Direction. Do I still have to send in a question?
Are you crazy?
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
I think we're answered that.
Right. This is beautiful on the piano.
It's nice, isn't it?
What song is it now? Oh, it's the same. Yeah, there we go.
Just a few things. Are the following questions any good? Will these make the grade?
Okay.
We found these on Twitter. How tall is Louis?
That's a waste.
Can you let Harry know how much I love him?
That's a waste.
Will you marry me?
They're going to say no.
I work for a roofing company in Swansea. We currently have a 50% sale.
They're really rich. They don't care about sales.
When you eat a taco, do you tilt your head or the taco?
Now we're talking.
That's good, actually.
Yeah,
that is
actually
good.
Is good. Yeah,
write that one down.
Yeah.
What shampoo and conditioner does Harry use?
That's actually good. It is shiny.
How does Louis feel about having the world's best bottom?
It's a great question.
What's your favourite candle scent?
Wasted.
Can you show Harry a picture of me and tell us the reaction, please?
Well, for radio, I don't think.
Okay, good. Thanks. I think you've answered all my questions.
Is that okay?
That is fabulous.
That was a lot of questions.
Sorry, I mean, I know you're quite busy at the moment and you actually handled that extremely well.
Thank you, Scott.
Do you need to lie down?
Yes, I do.
So you use the hashtag 1D on Grimmy. Come on, let's go for it. Let's make it 100,000 questions by the end of today on
that
hashtag. Why not? Right, back tomorrow morning for breakfast from 6:30.
Yes.
And you're interviewing 1D on Thursday, which will go out on Monday's breakfast show. And remember, they are doing the live lounge with Greg on Thursday.
And tomorrow on the show, I have Ariana Grande and Scott Mills.
I am on.
Yeah, you are on.
I've just checked my diary and I'm on. I'm definitely on tomorrow.
You're on.
Is she going to be here live?
No, I did it the other day.
Oh. Anyway, that's tomorrow
Thankfully,
morning.
Thankfully, before a One Extra interview where they asked her to lick a donut.
Yeah, I heard that. It didn't go down too well, did it?
That's not cool.
No, it's not cool.
She
Ariana.
Trashed the joint.
Yeah. Did she?
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah, she threw a chair through the window.
That's Ariana.
Slashed old Charlie Sloth's tyres.
So Ariana Grande and me tomorrow morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. See you tomorrow.
See you in the morning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Daisy. Who's just sent in a question to hashtag 1D on Grimmy. The question is, why are you so fit? Now, that hasn't been asked before, famously, on one of my first ever interviews with One Direction back in the day when they were in the studio. I think it was Niall answered it, and we just had a crowd of people outside, and we just, like, asked them, what's your question, really quickly. They weren't prepared, and one of them just went, why are you so fit? So I'm afraid that's been asked. Any more, please? Grimmy's interviewing the boys on Thursday ahead of their live lounge with Greg James. He'll play the interview on Monday. Use the hashtag 1D on Grimmy and join the 93,000 odd people that have already used that hashtag to ask a question so far. Make sure it's a good one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
He's the actual best looking fat guy in the universe. It's Charlie Sloth. Bet you're glad that you're going to be smashing that one out on One Extra soon.
Don't know, cos. Are you, Millsy?
Yeah, all right. Are you feeling that dessert song?
Okay. You want me to be honest, or...?
Yeah, definitely.
I can lie if you want.
No, I really enjoy your honesty.
It's rubbish.
Okay.
There you go.
42 million people there. Or it could just be the same person that likes it a lot.
Yeah.
You all right?
Or there could be fake views.
No.
That happens quite a lot, don't it?
No, I'm not saying that that's the case.
No.
Nope, they definitely didn't buy them.
It's funny because when I spoke to Silento last, he said that his next record was going to be a slow jam.
Oh.
That doesn't sound like a slow jam.
Are you going to tell him to his face that that's rubbish?
I would tell him to his face, why wouldn't I?
Would you?
Of course I would.
Yeah.
It's my job.
It is, actually. Well, and how would you break that to him? Like, let's say that I was Silento now. Hello, watch me nene.
I'd be like, the last record, fam, was a smash. It was a big record. It's still going off in the clubs right now. What happened to the new joint? What direction did you feel you was taking?
I feel like I'm on your rap show.
Well, to be honest...
Closest I'll ever get.
The record, for me, is just not doing it.
Right.
back to the drawing board, fam. Don't know.
Okay, thanks. And here's today's Real or No Real.
Experimental chef Heston Blumenthal can detect the temperature of his food with his head.
Very exotic way of saying Heston Blumenthal there from Chris Smith off the news. So Heston can detect the temperature of his food with his head.
Now, how is he doing that? Is he dipping his head into the food? Is his head going straight? Because that's unhygienic. If he's putting his head into the food, I ain't trying to eat that after. Or is he balancing the dish on his head and feeling the heat from the bottom? Because then the temperature might be correct. The plate might be hot, but the food might not. Think about it, fam.
I've just had it confirmed on my ear that he's not dipping his head anywhere near it.
Well, then I'm going to say this is no real, because the temperature is going to be way off. Like I said, the plate might be hot, the food might be freezing.
Do you think it kind of depends on... Are they saying it's like how much he sweats when really? He's having it? I don't know. Does that happen to you?
What?
When you eat, do you sweat?
Is that a fat thing? Do no. you think all fat people sweat when they eat?
Absolutely not.
I don't sweat.
I'm just asking you.
I don't sweat, period, fam. I don't even sweat when I'm in the gym.
What food do you sweat after, cool. though? Meat, cheese?
No.
You don't sweat after food?
I don't get meat sweats, no.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, badly.
Really?
You don't even sweat in the gym?
Nah. I just don't sweat, period.
When was the last time you were there, then? No, I'm just asking.
Hey!
No! I would love to see you in the gym, actually.
Really?
I would. Maybe we could go together.
Let's go together. Let's have a workout that. Session.
Yeah,
you.
Let's do it.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, I would love
when
that.
When are we
going to
do it?
I would do that.
Should we go tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
I'm staying in London tonight.
I don't know whether I could keep up, though.
You'll be all right.
Yeah?
I would slow down for you, you know what I mean?
All right, cool.
I'll lower the reps for you.
I mean, can you, yeah.
Yeah.
You spot me.
Yeah, I'll do that. Got you back.
Okay, so Heston Blumenthal detect the temperature of his food with his head. I can't believe that's true. I'm saying no real.
I'm going to say no real as well.
That one is real.
Wow. What?
So he revealed this useful cooking tip in an interview. It depends basically on how hot his head is. He says you can get the exact temperature of the food
from
that.
That's nonsense. I think that's like his PR, his public relations have said, you know what, let's think of something that's giving you a USP, that's going to make people talk. What can we do? They probably thought about a couple of tricks, you know, and then they thought, you know what, let's tell people you can tell how hot the dish is on your head. And he's like, genius, let's run with
let's
that.
Let's do it. And next.
A collaboration between Disclosure and Rihanna broke down after the Umbrella singer refused to record vocals in the dance duo's converted garage studio in Surrey.
You can relate to this. You've done a few radio shows in a garage in your time, eh?
No, fam. Isn't gosh. Lift shafts as well. They were the dangerous ones.
Yeah.
Especially when the lift was coming up. We used to be on the top floor. And when it was coming up, we didn't know whether he was going to make it through the whole show or not. It was dangerous.
Giving out your mobile number to collect requests.
Oh, gosh. Inside. Yeah. 07956.
But did you do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I used to have the voice and everything.
Did you?
Inside the place right now. It's Slough on the deck. Slough on the mic.
I'd like to hear recordings of this. You must have some.
I have.
Probably on cassette.
I have on cassette as well, actually.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Back
obviously,
the
I know
day.
You're not. I mean, it was when you were 12, so.
Oh, I actually started when I was 13.
Yeah, all right.
My first show on Pirate Radio was when I was 13.
Obviously, we don't condone
we Pirate
Radio.
We don't advocate Pirate Radio.
Very
it's
illegal.
Illegal.
Very illegal.
Don't really go on that much no more with internet radio.
No.
Them days are gone, really.
Yeah.
Good old days.
So, did Rihanna say to Disclosure, do you know what, I'd love to record with you, but actually I'm not coming into your windy garage and studio in Surrey?
Well, I can imagine her being a bit of a diva in terms of where she records and where she sits, because she's a princess, let's face it. She's like the princess of pop right now and R&B. So I can see this being true. I can see this being true. But it would have been a long time ago, because I'm guessing Disclosure are no longer in their garage in Surrey.
They're not.
Because they're paid.
They get paid now.
They've got pee, fam.
Have they?
Yeah, I think they're like 30 grand for an hour DJ set.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's like 100 grand for a performance.
It's more than you.
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little bit. Well, yeah. A couple of grand more.
I hope I'm not going to get in trouble for putting that out there. They're going to be texting me. Well, they ain't got my number.
Yeah,
me
you just revealed
like
Disclosure's price for a DJ set.
I made that up. Just
okay.
Put it out there.
Pluck that out of thin air, right?
Yeah.
Now, I've heard that, I don't know if this is true, Rihanna made one of her biggest albums in the car park at the O2.
Really?
When she was on tour. Because loads of people record on tour now. One Direction do it all the time. Because anywhere can be a studio.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this is real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Done, no.
Made up. And here's your final one on Real or No Real today.
South Africa's Got Talent has been won by a DJing toddler.
Mmm. This is interesting because I've seen loads of videos actually going around recently of a lot of toddlers on the ones and twos.
Have you?
And funny enough, there's a guy who's on my show on Friday on the wrap up on the BBC iPlayer. It's called Charlie's Close Wrap Up. If you haven't seen it, it's sick. I know you watch it every week around music.
I do actually.
Dunno.
After EastEnders on a Monday.
Dunno. But there's a guy who's on my show this week. He's 10 and he's a record producer. He's got records out there with like big artists. He's 10
he's
years
10.
Of age. He's 10. And he's so talented. So I can see this being real. Yeah. I can see this being real. His name's Keon, the producer, by the way.
We need to watch out, because you can imagine it, can't you? Mm. They'll just give a three-year-old one till...
Imagine that.
Four till seven on one extra, won't they?
They'll probably give them the Saturday Night Rap Show first. That's the big one.
Is it?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I'd be quite gutted.
Yeah.
I'd be quite emotional. Yeah. But I've always said to myself, I want that show for at least 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah, what do you think?
20?
Yeah, 20.
Yeah.
How old do you think it's doable?
How old will you be then?
I'll be 48. I'll be quite old. Wait, but the guy before me...
Exactly, he was 54.
No,
at least.
I think it's actually his 60th birthday. On Monday. Happy birthday, if you're listening to him.
He must have done it for 20 years.
Yeah, I think he's done it for 25.
Oh, wow.
I do believe it is his 60th next week, though, so happy birthday if you're listening, man. Why are you laughing? What's so funny about that?
There was an ex Radio 1 DJ who recently kicked off because his age on when you Googled him was 64.
Who's that?
I can't say.
Go on, you gotta say. Say it off mic. Dave Pierce.
Ah, you idiot!
Obviously, sorry, I didn't mean to repeat that. I thought my mic was down as well. I'm sorry about that.
Brilliant.
I'm so sorry. I thought you put my mic down.
Sorry,
as well.
Dave, if you're listening. It's been corrected now.
And
I know
Dave's
that.
A legend as well, man.
He is a legend.
He used to be a
legend.
Sick hip hop DJ as well.
Yeah, he really was.
Yeah, my dad used to listen to Dave. He really did. My dad used to listen to Dave.
Anyway, did a DJ and toddler win South Africa's Got Talent?
He's not 64 anyway, is he?
No, he's not 64. That's why they had to change it.
Was
really
he older?
No, he's not older than that. Far from it.
What is he?
I don't know.
You must know what he is.
I don't know.
Was you was here when he was here?
No.
Yes, you was.
I must have made another Scott Mills. Right, can we just... I don't even care whether this is real or no.
You look even more like Gary Lucy today, by the way.
Right, you're really annoying me.
Look like Gary Lucy today.
By the way,
real.
It's real, by the way. What's on your show today?
What's Gary Lucy been going on?
Why are you saying I'm Gary Lucy? Get out.
Why are you wheeling me out of the
show? Get him out.
I don't want to go. I've got another 4 minutes. They promised me 4 more minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Tuesday's best bits. We're back, and Chris is too. Wednesday, 1 p.m. on Radio 1.